What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Critical Mind.
Critical Mind Seat.
Chaotic Minds. Huh? My brain hurt. I'm actually going to change things real quick. The thing I'm going to change is my name. I'm not going to be Guest anymore. Call me Winged.
It just makes more sense.
Winged is what I'm called all the time online. So whether it's Xbox or whatever. So what's up, everybody? It's Winged, aka Guess. I'm here as always with
Midget.
And I will forewarn you, if you hear a random third voice
or cackling,
there is a reason. Our oldest is here today, and we have invited him if he would like to say hi and talk about stuff. So say hi.
Hello.
See, there you go.
Almost 19 years old, and he still gets embarrassed by mom.
Sorry, it's a little bit late. Diablo 4 came out, and Midget was obsessing.
Occupied.
The open beta came out. And Midget was occupied and obsessing.
I'm off tomorrow and I'm playing again. The only reason I'm not playing today is because, well, we wanted to bring you good people.
People.
A fresh episode this week and...
hot out the oven.
I kind of screwed that up with playing Diablo on opening day.
Oh, yeah.
And believe me, 2 hour waits. We should have done the show during my 2 hour wait time.
I mean, it would have made more sense. Well, I actually have a topic.
Uh-oh.
And it just came to me from the top of my head.
Great.
Yes and no.
Uh-oh.
No, because it just came off the top of my head. But yes, because it's something that we both can attest to because we've been through it.
Okay.
Jobs.
They suck. Adulting sucks.
Not,
0 out of 10.
Not what I was going at. Not what I was going at.
Have some other
what I was
pay
your
going
bills. At, ma'am, is the fact that places will be like, oh, we're hiring and we need people. And we need people very quickly and very badly because we're shorthanded and all that kind of stuff. So you go ahead and you put in an application or submit your resume, however you do it. And then you don't hear anything for over a week.
I mean, prime example, the application you put in where I work.
Yeah.
For warehouse personnel, keep in mind, we had one. On the busiest day of the week, one person in warehouse today. That is it.
Yep.
And he didn't come in till 9. Mm-hmm. Like, where the hell does that make sense? If you're that desperate for people, start calling people. Don't just,
I'm gonna make it even better. This was my second application that I put in for them because they claimed to you that I never submitted a first one.
Yeah.
And that it was not in their system whatsoever. So I'm like, you know what? Okay. I'm going to put in a
benefit
second one.
Benefit of the doubt.
I'm going to put in a second one
no.
just because. The funny thing about it and about computers and doing things electronically and whatnot is that the system keeps track. And when I pulled up the fact that to show Midget that I had just put in another one because, you know, maybe a glitch happened. Maybe something happened somewhere in the matrix of the system.
I even physically watched him put the application in, people.
You know, something happened. So what did I do? I put in a second one. The minute that second one was in there, it showed that I had applied for this position once before. And it showed that the application was in there and it had been looked at and then rejected.
Which is funny because they...
They claimed that I didn't put in an application at
and
all.
And the one that claimed it... So my big boss, the store manager, said that he saw your name in there.
Yeah.
Cool. The person who pulls the applications, the one I have issues with, we won't say names.
No.
He is the second one to look at it.
Hmm?
He don't like me because I called him out on his bullshit.
Yeah.
I really got to stop doing that because it caused me to get fired.
No. Here's the thing. And I will say this because I've done it at almost every job I've ever been at. It is not a bad thing if you do it tastefully and tactfully and tactically.
I approached it like a conversation we would be having like this. And I told him, hey, I need to touch base with you about something. And he snapped at me. And then I went back later. I was like, and I told him, you know, I didn't appreciate the fact that you did this because that wasn't fair to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just said it just like that. Matter of factly, told him, you know, I didn't appreciate the way you spoke to me in front of the customers and the other employees, and that I didn't think that was very managerial.
Wasn't very professional.
Wasn't professional. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. My brain just like, duh. But ever since then, like, I called him out on his BS, and then ever since then, he's, like, been sickeningly nice to me. It's weird.
Well, I mean, there are other reasons for that that we're not going to get into.
Kidnapped by pod people. That's it.
Sure. Let's go with that, then.
What?
But no, I mean, this is a big thing that's been actually happening here recently. I mean, we had the great, the great resignation a couple years ago, where people, it almost seemed like during the pandemic and everything was shut down, people came to their senses and realized how much they were worth, and they quit.
Exactly.
In, like, a mass exodus of jobs. They quit their jobs because they realized they weren't being treated the way that they needed to or the way that they deserved to. And they weren't getting paid for the same thing.
That's another point. I found out that a younger, newer, I mean, this is only his second or third week, is getting paid $1 something more an hour than I am.
Yeah.
And I have 20 plus years retail.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Well, I mean, it goes back into the people are getting paid how much the company believes that they should be. Because you are more advanced in age, you're old. Than these younger people. These younger people, they're able to hang on to for longer, potentially. Whereas you're getting up there, and in about 20-ish years...
25, 26.
You'll be able to retire. So they're going to... I mean, yeah, that's still 20 years, but in the long scheme of things, if this kid decides to stay on, that's, what, 50 years?
Yes, but here's the other caveat to that. That's happening across the board with all the females.
Well... Yes.
We're getting paid for the same jobs. The guys in my department are getting paid an average of $1.50 to $2 more an hour than the women are. Even the supervisor, she makes the same amount as this new kid does, who's in the same position as me.
Okay. Now, here's the big thing to that.
And she's been there almost 3 years.
Right, and I get that. But let me put it this way, okay? There has been, since the 1950s, or, you know, whenever the big push for women to go be in the workforce, there's been a big push in this whole model slash concept slash business decision in some way, shape, or form that there are jobs that are more qualified for men than there are women, and there are jobs that are more suited for women than there are men. And that's been something that's been around, like I said, for a very, very, very long time.
Since women entered the workforce.
For example, when you hear the word secretary, first image that comes to your mind is a female.
Exactly.
When you hear the word mechanic, first thing that comes to mind are males.
Males.
It's the same thing. Yeah, it's still retail, and yes, it's still cashier, but it's what you're selling is that leading factor. Because you can go ahead and, like, for example, you can go to a local grocery store, whatever one's near you, and get hired there, and the males and the females will roughly make around the same amount. Versus if you go to, like, a construction site, 95% of the people that you'll see there on the construction site are men.
Men.
And yeah. Bigger men. You know, if you go into an office, I mean, we went to my doctor's office the other day. Over three quarters of the employees that work there were female. I only saw one
guy
or two males working there, and one of them was the doctor.
Yeah.
All the receptionists, female. Nurses, minus one, female. I mean, it that's what it comes down to. And my mindset on that certain topic is there, yes, there should be equality in things. There should be equality across it in general.
Exactly.
So, like, take one of our friend's kids, for example, right?
Yeah.
She works at a Grease Monkey or something along those lines.
Yeah.
She loves it. She grew up helping her dad go ahead and fix stuff up. So it's something that she knows. Now, there's me, on the other hand. I have no automobile repair, maintenance, whatever, training or knowledge or whatever. I mean, yeah, I know how to change a tire. I know how to change light bulbs. I know how to change a battery. Change out your wiper blade. Put fluid into a car. I know the theory of drive. I know how to drive. I know the theory of wrecking, but I've never put it into practice. But other than that, I am mechanically behind and incapable. So me going into a field where I'm working on vehicles or working with engines or whatnot wouldn't make sense. Now, I do know how to put together a computer. I do know how to set up networks. I do know how to build web pages, granted HTML or using Squarespace, not sponsored, you know. But I know how to do this stuff. I am a people person, even though I despise people. I have a good customer service face and customer service voice. I would be more suited for being some sort of administration or receptionist or something along those lines. But yet every receptionist position that I've put in for, or any sort of secretarial position that I've put in for, I have been declined several times over. Back when I was back at home, I used to go through a temp agency to get certain jobs. And I talked to the temp agency. I'm like, hey, I know that this branch here does more warehouse or, you know, manual labor type of stuff, which I'm happy to do, don't get me wrong. What about the more professional side? You know, being an administration, being in, you know, some form of secretary or administrator or receptionist.
Yeah.
And you know, organizing and setting up and sending emails and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, we don't know if you're going to fit. Why? Is because I have a dick between my legs? Well, no, I mean, no, that's exactly what it is.
And that's the thing. It's like, like for me, I have a degree in respiratory. I chose to step away during the pandemic because we have two children with asthma, one of which is the bumbling Yahoo that you heard say hello at the beginning. And people talk to me like I have no business in the workforce, period. I mean, I had a gentleman this morning who asked me for help with something, and I told him what we needed to do and tried looking up his order. And when I told him, okay, I'll send you over to Wood and I'll have somebody meet you over there so that they can find you exactly what you need and color match.
Yeah.
Okay. T-molding. What does he do? He walks right over to the guy that's also a cashier and goes, she obviously doesn't know what she's doing. Is there a way you can help me? And he turned around and asked me anyway how to do it. And I was like, I told him.
Yep.
He's got to go over to Wood to talk to them because they have to color match and they have to look up. And it's not pulling it up in our system. And I showed him exactly what I did. And he did the same thing. And he goes, oh. And just walks away. And then when he goes to the register, there was a line of people and he was next. And he would have had to come to me. And he turns around and he goes, no, I'll wait.
Yep.
And that's exactly how I get treated all the time. And one day, my supervisor, she's freaking hysterical, by the way. She literally looked at the guy and says, she probably knows more about this stuff than all of us, the rest of us up here combined. So you might want to listen to her before you get the wrong stuff and the wrong information. Oh, well, I would just rather talk to a guy about this type of stuff because obviously you ladies don't know what you're doing.
Oh, so that reminds me of the time one of the areas that I worked at. One of the auto parts stores that I worked at, right?
Yeah.
I worked with this girl. She drove a lifted Dodge diesel truck, big old truck.
I remember this story. This is hysterical.
And I was relying on you to get me into and from work because I don't know how to drive stick. I was not taught when I was younger. Mainly because we didn't have a manual transmission car. Anyways. So this lady comes in and I have like two people in line waiting for me. One of them was waiting on me to take a look at some rotors so that way I could trim them down and get them back up to snuff. And I was helping this customer out, and this girl that I worked with looked over at this lady and she's like, ma'am, I can help you out over here. What do you need? The lady looked her square in the face and said, I'd rather talk to a man because he's gonna know what I need and what I'm talking about. And this girl looks at me, she's like, I just shrug and I'm like, you know, I got this. Why don't you go sit down for a minute? She goes, okay. So she goes ahead and she pops to where she can still see in case, you know, another person comes in, but she's out of the way.
Yeah.
So this lady sits there and waits in line for like 10, 15 minutes, stands there and is tapping her foot and tapping her arm and being impatient.
Yeah.
And finally I get to her. I'm like, ma'am, if you didn't want to wait that long, my coworker here is more than willing and capable of helping you out. Now, I'd rather talk to a man about this because you're obviously going to know what you're talking about. I mean, that's your big truck out there. So I have a question about a diesel. I'm like, let me stop you right there. She goes, oh? I'm like, yes. First and foremost, while I work at this auto parts store, I am not a mechanic. I don't work on cars. I don't have a passion for working on cars. I know how to do small things, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Secondly, that truck that's out there is not mine. My wife has my car. Oh, well then whose car is that? And I called over my coworker, and I'm like, it's her car. And she knows more about diesel than I do. And she works on her own diesel. So if you could, please, direct your questions over to my associate here. She is more than willing to help you out. And that's even if she chooses to help you out because of the way that you treated her when you walked in. And yeah. I turned to my coworker. I'm like, do you want to help out this young woman? And obviously was not a young woman. Had the haircut, had the purse, had the posture of the, I want to talk to your manager. And my coworker looked at me. She goes, looks at the woman, looks back at me, and goes, I'm going to go sit down, boss, because I have been on my feet for the last 24 hours. I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, oh, I had to tune up the truck. I had to do an oil change, brake job, make sure the transmission fluid was okay, replace both my O2 sensors because I have an inspection coming up. I'm like, oh, why didn't you just take it to your mechanic? Because I am my mechanic. And she turns around, pauses for a second, turns back around, shows me her hands, which are still black, slightly black because they're stained, and goes, so I'll be back. I'm taking my 15. And she walks out back. And the woman, the customer in question, just, I want to talk to your manager. I'm like, sure. Give me a minute, and I will go get them. And I walked into the back, and out of sight from her. I'm like, hey, boss. Yeah, this lady wants to talk to you. What about? I don't know. I guess she wants to complain about how coworker, you know, talked to her. What happened? Well, you see, boss, this lady came in and pretty much said that she didn't want to talk to a female. She wanted to talk to a male because obviously I'm going to know what I'm talking about. And the female didn't. All right, I'll be right up. And keep in mind, that voice was me. Both sides was me.
Hysterical.
So I make a big noise, and I'm like, hey, boss man's coming up. And the lady's like, okay, thank you. Except not so nice. And I make some big noise as I'm coming up, and I come around the corner, and she sees me. She's like, where's your manager? I'm like, hi, let me reintroduce myself. I'm the manager right now for the rest of this evening. When's your store manager getting in? Probably tomorrow, but don't worry. I've already sent her an email and a text message and a phone call about this. I didn't actually call her, but I did text her and I did email her. I'm like, so you can either continue to throw a fit and be asked to leave. You can continue to throw a fit, be asked to leave, refuse to leave, and then we have to call the police on you. Or you can accept the help that we're offering and walk out of here with a smile and what you need. And she just walks out.
Yeah.
And about 10 minutes later, it was time to close down, shut the store down. So we did. And coworker walked up to me. She's like, so what happened? I'm like, oh, she left. What? After all that? I'm like, yep, I pissed her off. What happened? And I told her exactly what I did. And she hit the ground. She was laughing so hard.
Yeah, and the first time he told me that, I couldn't breathe for like 10 minutes. I was laughing hysterically.
So, like, don't sit... The moral of the story of that story is don't sit there and be like, well, I want this one person because they look like they know what they're talking about based off of their appearance. I know nothing about vehicles. You, on the other hand, anytime that we have anything small enough for you to fix, that can get fixed at home, you do it.
Exactly.
You replace the starter in your car. You replace the map sensor in mine. you know, you are going to be replacing a window regulator.
When it gets warmer, because I ain't doing it in no 40 and 50 degrees. Plus, I have to have extra hands because, well, you have to hold the window up and...
That's fine.
Yeah, it's a whole mess.
I'm Wrench Monkey, and you are the person actually doing things.
Yeah, that's definitely... It's going to be a project. There's going to be alcohol and cursing.
But, you know, it's that kind of thing. And for these places of business who operate these businesses that are like, oh, we want a certain person to come in here, that's fucking bullshit. We want a data... This is for a data entry position, but you need to have at least 15 years of experience... And a
don't
degree.
The degree in the blood of your firstborn child.
No. We want you to have a certain amount of experience with a degree. Oh, and we don't want you over the... We want you between the ages of 20 and...
35.
27. How am I supposed to have experience within that time frame? That's not even like a time frame that people are allowed to be working before that. We're not supposed to be working before that. So how am I supposed to get...
Yeah.
Years of experience and have a college degree for an entry level position. Like, really? This is bullshit. And it's those little stipulations that these companies will put on to people when before they can even apply that really get me. You shouldn't need any sort of degree or any sort of certification other than maybe a forklift certification and CPR training to work in a warehouse. And yet people are getting turned away from working in warehouses, and then these warehouses are complaining, oh, we can't get our distribution stuff out because we don't have people. Well, maybe if you pulled your head from your asshole, you would have these people.
Yeah.
Maybe if you stop looking for a stereotype or a specific thing and you just get people coming in being like, hey, I can push, pull, lift things that are 50 pounds or lighter, and then I know how to work as a team when carrying something. I don't do drugs. At least I'm not on drugs right now. I'm not drunk.
Yet.
Right now. And I'm not supposed to, nor am I in the process of being arrested, obviously. Can I have a job? How about you hire those people?
Yeah, and that's what I said. It just really bothers me that they look at what your gender is and be like, oh, we don't want you because...
Yeah. Or they look at how you look. Because, like, when I'm freshly shaven, baby face, but I'm still a bigger guy. You know? So people are like, oh, hey, why don't you work in a warehouse? Why don't you work stocking? Why don't you do something physical and yada yada? It's like, because I don't like to. Because I have a fucked up knee. Meanwhile, they'll take a look at my son, who's about as skinny as a fucking lamppost. Stick out his tongue and turn sideways, and that motherfucker turns into a zipper. They look at him, and they're like, oh, well, we don't need a string bean working here. Why don't you go pick up these small things or grab trash or whatever like that? Meanwhile, this kid, where he's working at now, is picking up and dropping down fucking 50-pound fucking pumps into the ground, and even some that are way more than that, into the ground, picking them up like they're fucking nothing. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm strong. I can pick stuff up too. But I'm not doing that all the fucking time. I did my time doing that shit. I was running up and down the stairs with 75 pounds of tile on each shoulder multiple times during the day. I ain't doing that anymore. My knee will not let me. Meanwhile, this kid is doing the equivalent of that for 8 to 10 hours, maybe even more, a day. Like, seriously? Pick this kid.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. I don't understand this. I really don't. So, like, what is going on with this? I'm not understanding. So like, yeah, I don't get it. Why do people do that kind of stuff? Like, it makes zero sense to me. If economists and political figures and yada yada are so, and these companies even are so, if they're crying out so hard that, oh, we need people or we're not getting enough, you know, employees or yada yada yada,
we're not getting enough interest.
Why don't you just hire the people who are applying?
Exactly. You
pay
might
them what they're worth.
Pay your current people what they're worth too.
I mean, let's put it this way. The last job I had, I knew how to change a battery and I knew how to change a tire. That's really about it.
Yeah.
And I spent 3 years doing that before I decided to move to another department and then promptly got fired from that department and therefore fired by the company.
Which I still think they were looking for
probably
a reason.
But, like, I spent time doing this, and I got good at it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had no experience beforehand. And there are people who are like me out there who they have no experience with things, but given the chance, they are one of the hardest working, most knowledgeable, because they take time to learn everything that they can.
And take suggestions.
And they turn out to be the best employees. Meanwhile, you have somebody who came in from training, whether it's college or on-the-job training or a technical school or whatever.
Yeah.
Some of those people, I say some, not all, but some of those people just feel entitled to be able to do, well, I went to school for this, yada, yada, yada.
Good for you.
Okay, that's nice. This kid who's sitting beside you, who you're downplaying, has taken the last 6 to 8 months learning and perfecting his craft in doing this, and you come in fresh off the street hire, being recommended by the school or whatnot, and you just expect to be able to do all of this stuff. You don't even know what we do, how we do things, or what the whole expectations are.
Or my personal favorite, they put those kind of people in management, and then everybody below them is, well, beneath them, and they don't know what they're talking about, and I'm the boss, and da da da.
I've had those before.
Yeah, I have one of those right now.
Yeah. But, like, this is the biggest thing that I don't understand about the workforce. Like, why not give people a chance to prove themselves and to learn? Like, I'm a big believer in learn one new thing a day. Now, it could be
exactly.
You just learned something completely new, like you have no knowledge of it beforehand, you know, and you get introduced to it. Or it's something that you knew before, and there's just new aspects that you haven't figured out yet. Learn one new thing, and then you'll be that much better. Why are these jobs and these workforces not allowing that to happen? I mean, how long did it take me when I was working at my previous job to go ahead and get to a point where people were being directed to me to get an answer about something if they couldn't reach out to their manager?
Exactly.
I mean, but the job beforehand when I was working at the auto parts store, how many times did I get passed over for any sort of promotion or movement laterally because they wanted to go ahead and try out this person? That person fell through or failed, and then they were like, well, maybe you were the better option, so why don't we do this for you?
Like, my personal favorite is at your last job where you were being directed to these people and you were doing all this, that, and the other. Like, you applied for a supervisor position and they said nope. And then the person that gets hired for the supervisor position leaves within a month. Yeah, that made a whole lot of no sense. And then on top of that, then when they find out you have a medical issue, then all of a sudden, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, you're doing this wrong, you're doing this wrong, and then they fire you because, yeah, reasons.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, without any sort of concrete proof. All we have is theories. And I'm not one to make hasty decisions off of theories. I would rather have facts before I would go.
Oh, I straight up told you to call a lawyer or call the EOC or call the Americans with Disabilities Act because it's horseshit.
Oh, no, those options are still on the table.
Oh, no, I would still be calling them because it's horseshit. They found out you were diabetic. And then they started looking for a reason to fire you.
Oh, within the next couple of days, that is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it tomorrow. I can't get a hold of anybody tomorrow because, well,
Sunday. You can email and fill things out online for different people. Yeah. I mean, even the labor board. That's another phone call I'd make about that place.
Yeah.
That place is just as bad as Amazon and FedEx and UPS and all those guys making their guys pee in bottles.
Yep. It's just one of those things where it's like, is the fight actually worth it? And the more and more I think about it, the more and more angry I get, and I try not to make any sort of decision while I'm angry. Because
the thing is like, you put your heart and soul into that job, and you did everything you could, and then when you started getting sick, then they started having a problem with things, and. Mm-hmm. You never changed a thing you did. Like, it makes no sense.
In fact, I was actually more efficient after I got sick than what I was beforehand. Because I knew that I had a limited amount of time and a limited amount of energy that I had available to me. And so I wanted to do things efficiently and still do what was best for these customers. And, well, you're not doing this. Well, that's not a metric that you measure anymore. Well, we actually do. Then why is it not listed here? And why do we not get praise for it anymore? No answer to that one.
I mean, my personal favorite, my last job. Well, we need you to push this credit card. We need you to push this credit card. And then when I was doing it, they had no issue with it. And then all of a sudden, when I moved to a different department, then they want to accuse me of fraudulent credit card applications. Yeah, how the hell do I know that many people's social security numbers and addresses? I still want to know that one.
They were looking.
Exactly.
You went ahead and you made noise.
I made noise because upper management didn't have a problem with people being sexually harassed. It took them 6 months to fire him.
Oh, yeah.
After being continuously harassed and followed by him for 6 months, he followed me.
Mm-hmm.
He finally, it started getting to a point where I was afraid to go to work. And there were several days where I called out because he was on the same shift as me.
Mm-hmm. What about Drunkie? Whatever happened with that?
He quit.
Good.
Because they didn't want... They didn't want to move him to back-end supervisor.
Well, if you're drunk on the job, then no, you shouldn't be in charge of
anything.
Being in charge of anything.
And then they fire me, who busted their ass for 2 freaking years for that place, bent over backwards, got promoted within a week of working there, even after having surgery 2 days before I started there, and I was still pulling more hours than the rest of the upper management.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I started making noise about being sexually harassed at work, as soon as I started making noise about management having favorites, and as soon as I said something about douche canoe, assistant manager that was constantly pushing credit cards, didn't give a shit about anything else, pulled me from my new department to have me push credit cards, and then he turned around and called me into the office and said I was being accused of fraudulent credit card stuff. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that he was the one using my numbers.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
Which, in and of itself, is against company policy.
Yep. Oh, but he can break company policy all he wants.
Oh, but of course.
Because he's been there for 4 years and he's an assistant manager and yada, yada, yada. Who cares? I was there 2 years, did more than him, learned more than him, knew more departments than him. All the departments were fighting over where I needed to be. And I was fired for something he did. Yeah.
That goes back to qualifications.
He's a dude.
Well, yes. not that. No, I will argue that till the day as long as the day is. Okay. Qualifications. This dude was set up to succeed. It is my personal belief that certain jobs will set up company or set up employees from the get. Certain employees will get hired on with the intention of having them succeed. Certain employees, when they get hired on, are being treated neutral because they don't know where they're going to stand. And there are certain employees that from the get are hired just so that way 5-6 months from then, they can fire them and they are set up to fail.
Or my personal favorite, oh, we're going to hire you for this position. Congratulations. Oh, no, we never said that. You're going to be in this position.
No, yeah, you were set up to fail. And the fact that you are succeeding is pissing people off.
Yeah, except for I'm not in the position that I want to be in. And I can't really afford to go to the location that wants me to be in that position.
Yeah. Not right now, at least.
Which sucks.
We are working on that.
Yeah.
But then you have people going ahead and being like, oh, hey, I am getting hired to be mid-level management. Well, do you have any experience in mid-level management? No. Then how are you getting hired?
Exactly.
Like, and meanwhile, there are people who have the experience, who have the training, who have all of that stuff, get ignored. I mean, you ran several stores as not only the store manager for those stores,
but the
also
district
the district manager for those stores.
Because the district manager walked out 2 weeks before Christmas.
So it's not like you don't have the experience with it. And there are other people that are like you, and yet they get shoved aside because people have favorites.
Exactly.
It's the way that you appear. Yada, 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 yada. And that in itself is irritating to me.
The thing that irritates me about this whole situation where I work now is the fact that I have 20 plus years in retail. 10 to 15 of those is in management. And I know what profit and loss statements are. I know what labor cost means. I know that on certain days that you just don't need that many people. You can cut a couple people out early. I volunteered on Sundays 3 weeks in a row. Because we were dead. I mean, dead.
1 to 2 people every hour.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, you know, I will go home early today if you need somebody to go home early because these guys are only part-time.
And they need college.
Or they're in college. And they need the hours. Okay, that's not a problem. Thank you. And then they turn around and take Sundays from me because I was leaving early every Sunday anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. This is the same manager that deleted his first application, keep in mind. Like I said, politics.
Oh, yeah. And like...
And it sucks because I love that job. I love being in a place where I can talk to people. I like people. But
I don't.
It's to a point where I've been looking for another job. My supervisor is already looking for another job. She has another interview at an animal shelter. Like, And if she leaves, guarantee you, there's going to be several people following behind her.
Why don't you, if she gets that position, why don't you see, if, why don't you find out what shelter she's going to and you know, see what you can do.
Exactly.
Either that or talk to your boss. Be like, hey, you know that position that I was promised when I got hired on? Well, yeah, well, now it's empty.
Ain't going to happen because they already told another person who has less experience. Granted, they've been there longer than I have. But calls in more than I do. Yeah, how's that going to work?
No idea. That's why you should go to your boss and be like, hey, you know that position that you hired me for that you then went ahead and said, actually, we're not going to put you in that position because it's already filled? Yeah, it's about to be empty, so does that mean I get that position now?
Ain't going to happen.
Never hurts to say something.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Even if it's sarcastic.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because it gets the thought in their head like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because even my store manager was like, so if so-and-so leaves, are you going to try to take that position? And I'm like, you don't want to know my thoughts on that. Because he knows, and my store manager, keep in mind, is freaking awesome. I mean, hell, if you work on a Saturday, that man is feeding you. Like, we didn't get fed today because he took a rare Saturday off, which is really weird. But, like, on Saturdays, it's burrito day. We know that if we work on Saturdays and we come in, we're getting fed, like, big honking breakfast burritos. Doesn't matter if you're part-time, full-time. You walk in when they're taking the order and you leave 3 hours later because you are sicker than a dog. You are still getting a freaking burrito. Like, he even was like, that makes absolutely no sense. And now they're finding out, and there's rumor mills going about so-and-so is going to be leaving, and what are we going to do, and da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, all sorts and not my problem.
Well.
Because unless they're going to pay me what I'm worth with my management experience for that position, ain't going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. The person who does the hiring and whatnot isn't even the store manager. Is not the store manager. The store manager, at the end of the day, has the end-all, be-all say for his store. Why don't you say something to the store manager and have a one-on-one with him and be like, hey,
and
emphasize the fact that you want this position. This is the position that the person who hired you promised you and then later said, I never said that. Even though you and I both know that's what I applied for.
Which is funny because if you go into my profile on the webpage, it says exactly what position I applied for and exactly what I was hired for.
Yeah. So go ahead and be like, so it says this on my profile. If this person ends up leaving and vacating this position, does that mean I get that position? And I would bring it up to him just like that. Of course, this is me being who I am. I'm about as blunt as a fucking sledgehammer.
He's an asshole.
Let's face it.
It's great.
But I would just talk to him, be like, hey, why don't, you know, since this is what the position that it states, does that mean that I get it now and I get paid for it now?
It's funny. Even the deco manager is like, if they ain't going to give it to you, I'll take you. Because she wants to steal me. Michael and Wood wants to steal me.
I'd let her. I would let them.
Because I don't have a problem telling anybody, regardless if they're a customer or employee, how the cow ate the cabbage. And if they don't like it, well, there's the door. Because you're not going to turn around and try to return something they used a sledgehammer on that clearly states, do not use sledgehammer. It's laminate flooring, you dumbass. Why are you going to install laminate flooring with a sledgehammer?
It's a surefire way to make sure it sticks.
And then they want to complain that it keeps breaking.
Oh, it's almost like trying to install a TV with a hammer and then complaining about the
hole
in your hammer or in your hammer, like complaining about a hole, in a hammer shaped hole in your TV. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Let's make this a wall-mounted TV screwed into the wall. Why isn't my TV working?
Or my personal experience. Hey, I have this core, this old part that I want to bring back to get the core cost for it. You don't need to open the box. It's in there.
My.
Well, I'm going to open the box anyways because that's what my job entails.
I don't know.
And I open the box and I see a brick. And it's like, so you want to try that again?
A guy today that was trying to return, I don't know if you know what radiant heating is for your floors.
Really?
He comes in a big roll, electrical wire for heating your floors. You know, it's great. It's a great thing. I love.
But it's for hardwood floors.
No, it's for tile and
It's for laminate. Not carpet.
Exactly. Oh, no. He came in and he goes, well, I need to return this. And I was like, do you have a receipt or a phone number that it's under? And yada, yada, yada. Dude tried to bring me housing wire. And he waited for me to be free to come up because I'm a female and I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm looking at. And I open the box because obviously the seal's been broken. We have to inspect these things. It's like, sir, this is like electrical wire. This isn't the Dietrich heat radiant flooring wiring. He goes, well, yeah, it is. Don't you see the sticker? And I'm like,
you can go ahead and put a sticker on a car and call it a cow. And guess what? It's still a car, not a cow.
It's like it is nowhere near the same wire. And it has like adhesive on it, like mastic tile adhesive type one, whatever they were using. And it's like they pulled old radiant flooring wiring out of their floor, returned it in the box of an $899 system, keep in mind.
Oh yeah, your ass is definitely getting double checked on that.
And I see the seal is broken. I inspect it and I'm like, one of these things just doesn't belong here.
Well, that's like so when I was working my last job and I was out driving, went to go see this guy, went to go test out his alternator, because that's what I did. And he's like, yeah, it's obviously your battery. And I'm like, well, the alternator states, no, it's not the battery, it's your alternator, because it's running at a very, very, very low voltage. So this is what you're having. Well, that's just what the test says. I'm telling you that this is what it is. Yeah, I understand that, sir. However, I'm telling you, based off actual fact here, that it's this problem.
Well, you're going to give me a battery for free, right?
No, I'm not. Well, I'm telling you that your test is wrong. And I'm like, sir, these are numbers. Numbers are one thing that does not lie. People, on the other hand, do. For example, sir, and he tried to cut me off. I'm like, no. I let you have your moment. Now you're going to let me have mine. So shut your mouth.
He didn't actually say that.
I wanted to. But I pointed at my van, which was white. And I'm like, my van is blue. Just because I state it doesn't mean that it's true, does it? Factual knowledge shows you, by using your eyeballs, that the color of this vehicle is, in fact, white. So by me telling you that my van is blue, does that make it blue? And he wanted to continue arguing with me. It's like, no. I was made to answer your questions. You get to answer mine. Does me saying that the color is different make it true? Well, no, but so my numbers, which are abstract, non-biased, and show you exactly what's going on, tell me what the actual truth is. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pack up my stuff. I'm going to get back into my vehicle. I am then going to call my dispatcher and have somebody come out here with the tow truck. They're going to tow your vehicle over to your mechanic, where you are going to leave it there until the morning. You are then going to call your mechanic in the morning and let him know what is going on, and you can have him test the battery and prove me wrong, and you can have him check your alternator and prove me right. But you're going to have this stuff done, and you're not getting a new battery today. Well, I'm going to call your office. I'm going to call your supervisor. Here, let me do one better for you. Here's the battery guru at my work's number. Call him. He'll be happy to answer any and all questions about our battery warranty program, which, by the way, this battery does not fall under, because this battery is not bad.
And it's not alternator. One of ours.
No, it was one of our batteries.
There was another time that somebody tried to pull that. Oh, you're going to give me a free battery, right?
No.
This isn't even ours.
But
this
then
is
the
Walmart.
Very next day, I get a call pop up on my screen for that guy. And I very quickly called my dispatcher. And I'm like, I'm not doing this.
Not no, but hell no. She's great. I miss her.
Oh, yeah. I get a phone call about 30 minutes after that from one of my coworkers. And they're the ones who went to go see that guy. And they called to pass on a message to me. I'm sorry. I apologize. From that guy. Because guess what? Holy shit. Winged was right. And it wasn't the battery. It was, in fact, the alternator. And another problem that I saw, but chose not to mention, because this guy was already going off. One of his belts that controlled his alternator was loose.
Yeah, and people just don't get it. They think just because you do a job or that you're in the service industry of any kind, whether it be retail, what you were doing, anything, that you're beneath them.
And to make it even better, when I called my manager the night that it happened to let him know what was going on, I got a lecture from said manager. Well, why didn't you do this in the first place? Because I was following our policy and protocols. If you would like me not to do so, please do state. And that way I can disregard all policies and protocols. Well, is that really necessary? The tone that you're taking with me? Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Well, how do you figure? When you're sitting there wanting me to go back, making me a liar when I'm not, to a precious customer that doesn't know what they're talking about, so that way we can go back out in 3 months when another battery of ours is done, and then we get to go through this whole same new spiel over and over again, and then I get in trouble because I'm the one who put it in the first place, even though I knew what the problem was.
I mean,
and then who gets fired at that? Not you.
Exactly.
You're sitting there in your office.
And the thing
who
is,
gets fired?
Like,
me. I'll get fired.
Those one thing I started doing at work is when I know that we're not supposed to return something, like special order items, we do not do returns on those because we're the smallest store in the area, so we can't. I had somebody actually bitch and complain and then ask to speak to a manager. The manager turned around and told me to go ahead and do it. And I get told, see, I told you they would do it anyway. Keep in mind, then we turn around and have to take all of this product that he returned and throw it away.
Oh, yeah. So I'm actually going to put a pause right here. We will be right back with the final parts and our final thoughts on this subject, because apparently this episode today is a one-topic show. So we'll be right back. And we're gonna wrap this up and give you our final thoughts. So just bear with us for just a moment, all right? Thanks.
Welcome to Chaotic Minds.
It comes down to, I guess, the biggest factor is
why are we getting people positions that don't deserve it? Why are we not putting people who need a job into a position that you already are shorthanded with?
Play to people's strengths.
I mean, why are we not? Pull parts, carry them to another location, get them packed up, get them moving. I mean, that in itself is not an issue. And learn to do it quickly. That's really about it.
And forklift training.
Well, I'm not even forklift certified.
Well, you have, even if you were forklift certified at another job, you still have to recertify at this job.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, we need people that are have the ability to learn quickly, they pay attention, they listen to instructions, and they get a job done. They don't sit there and bitch, piss, and moan and go outside every 10 minutes to smoke a joint or smoke a cigarette and then fall behind and then bitch and complain some more about it. It's like, it makes no sense. We need more people. Let's get people in those positions.
That badly in these positions, fucking hire them.
Exactly.
And those people who are having problems, whether they're upper level management, mid level management, or not even a part of management in general, if there's an issue with them, why are we not treating all three levels the same? You go ahead and you have an issue with somebody who is not of management position, and you actually go ahead and file a complaint about somebody who's higher up than you, because guess what's going to happen? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
My best, the best thing ever is our store meeting.
So I do apologize about all that silence. Apparently my mic was not on. Oh, Lord have mercy. Pretty much, stop treating the three levels of a job differently. Treat every level the same, whether they're a not a member of management or they are a level of management. They should be all treated the same.
Exactly. And the thing is like, we had our big meeting. We're supposed to be having once a month, and I've been there since November, and this is the first one we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't make sense, first off. Second off, it was pretty much all about safety and customer complaints and everything goes with those. Some of the biggest violators of safety in this place is management.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get shit said to them. They don't get nothing said to them. They don't get write-ups. They don't get fired. But if somebody like me, who's not in management, was to do something of the same sort,
not that
you're out of there.
Not that you would.
No, I wouldn't. My biggest thing is do something right, do it right, and it'll get done the first time. And do it safely. And if that means you have to borrow an extra set of hands, borrow an extra set of hands.
Yep.
Don't be dumb about it.
Nope.
I mean, there's no reason for people to be climbing on top of product.
No.
There's no reason for people...
That could damage the product, and then that affects your sales.
Exactly. There's no reason for people to... One of the biggest things is carrying two pallets on the forklift at the same time. How dumb can you be?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
I mean, I guess people see that as a challenge, but...
Yeah.
My thing is, like, yeah, you're talking about $8,000 worth of wood flooring on one pallet. And that's for the cheap stuff? And you're going to try to do two? No.
But we are going to go ahead and wrap this up here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
We are looking to get some more, get some actual other people in here. So that way we can have more than just a two-sided conversation. Get more opinions. So with the next couple of weeks, I think we can squeeze, I think we can manage some people.
I know one thing I want to talk about next week.
Well, we can talk about that next week. but for this week, thanks for listening. Thank you for hanging out. We love you.
Have fun, everybody. And
most
of all,
don't
be
a dick. We love you, and have a great rest of your day. Bye.